Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches the second sermon in his two-part series entitled Eternal Security. This sermon was preached October 25th, 2020. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Second Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, beginning with verse 10.
What is the first work God does in an elect person? Regeneration. Without regeneration, you are dead. Twice dead. This is what we need, regeneration. It is monergistic work of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do anything to make you regenerate. It is total work of the Spirit who applies redemption to elect people. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. Election before creation of the world. I don't understand, but I believe it. That He chose me and you before the creation of the world. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. New creation means new heart, new mind, new will to do God's will, new emotion by which one rejoices in sufferings also. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel, we are reading the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26 and 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you the heart of stone, rebellion, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my Holy Spirit in you and move you, empower you, energize you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws, to obey my decrees and obey my laws. Therefore, it is simple to understand who is regenerate. Regenerate people obey God, obey God's word, obey His delegated authorities, parents, pastors, police, teachers, bosses, and all that. And therefore, the boss will promote you. If you are not promoted, you have to take a look at your job performance. So, Holy Spirit, eternal, infinite Holy Spirit, dwells in every regenerate person to move you to do God's will. 2 Peter 1:10, therefore, my brothers, all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. How? Through continuous obedience to God. If you do these things, you will never fall because you built your faith upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. For those God foreknew, what does foreknew mean, sir?
For love.
Who said that?
John Murray.
John Murray said, therefore, those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. When did this happen? In eternity. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Called how? Effectually. Through regeneration to repent and believe. And those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Foreknowledge and predestination took place in eternity. Calling and justification took place in time. And glorification takes place in eternity future. So I say to you, Hebrews 12:14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see God. And that is true, sir. And we are told, 1 John 3:1-3, but we know that when he appears, the second coming of Jesus, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Let us examine our life. How are we doing? Are we serious enough to be holy and blameless? I am. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself. Just as Jesus is pure, we are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And it will take place. This is called glorification. The elect people will be regenerated. They will love God and obey God continuously. I said, present obedience proves that you are an elect. Peter said, to make your calling and election sure. The question is, how do we do this? By obedience. Immediately, exactly, and joyfully. It's the work of the Spirit. So I am going to speak about regeneration from 1 John 5:1-4:18. Regeneration takes place first, because without regeneration, we don't repent or obey Jesus. So part two of eternal security. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, whoever believes in him shall not, what, sir?
Perish.
But have eternal life, saved eternally. eternally secures. 1 John 5:1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, my translation. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Faith in Christ is proved by obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, not by sinning. Many evangelicals are antinomians. So elect people are chosen in eternity, regenerated in time, believes in Jesus, confesses Jesus is the Christ, the Lord. Remember Syrophoenician woman, a Gentile, said she was regenerate already. She said, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said her faith was great. And the publican prayed, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And he went home justified, saved, saved forever. And such a people loves God and loves God's children. 1 John, 44 times John says love in verb and noun. Love God and love one another. And in this church, we do that. We help those who don't have food or clothing or a place to stay. Jesus said, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And you love your neighbor as yourself. We do that. John 3, verse 3 and 5 says, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Water means what, sir? The Word. John 15:3, you are clean by the word I have spoken to you. Ephesians 5:26, you are to cleanse your wife through the water of the word. Without knowing the word, you are incompetent. Not only knowing the word, but doing the word, you are incompetent to minister to your wife and children. Regenerate repents. Regenerate believes. Regenerate loves. Regenerate obeys. Regenerate submits. The faith of regenerate person has content. What is the content? Jesus is the Christ. That's what Syrophoenician woman said. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, Son of David, have mercy upon us. Theology, sir. And theology means you must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Luke 3:21 and 22. Jesus is the Christ. Isaiah 42:1 says, I will put my spirit on him. He is anointed. And we are to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. In ourselves, we cannot be regenerate. We cannot do what God says. We obey God by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Two times we are told he dwells in us. John 8:11-14. And he continues to live in us, guiding us. Don't do this. Do this. Kill sin. And obey God. If you are a Christian, Holy Spirit dwells in you. As many as are being led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God. Isaiah 53, he fulfilled, Jesus Christ fulfilled it. He is the Christ, the Anointed One, who took our sin and made atonement for our sin on the cross. And he gave us his righteousness. It is called what, sir?
Double transaction.
And he did everything by the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 9:14, how much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death. Jesus never sinned. He always obeyed the Father through the Spirit. He died in our place. He was buried and he was raised from the dead. He was seen by many. He ascended and is seated on the right hand of God. Therefore, Christ defeated the devil by his life, death, and resurrection for us. Submit to God and resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. 1 John 3:8. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil. And Hebrews 2:14-15, listen, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, incarnation, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free us who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Jesus set us free from all fears. We fear God and fear nothing else, even death. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Peter was crucified. Before that, he made certain he is elect. And he was crucified, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. Sir, nothing in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal security for you and for me. The born of God loves God and obeys His commands by the Holy Spirit. His commands are not burdensome. Devil's yoke of iron will kill you eternally. But there is no yokeless Christianity. Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Sin makes us weary and burdened. It crushes us. Yeah, you try to sin, and it will never give you rest. Jesus says, come to me, I'll give you rest. All sinners, come to me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sir, there is no yokeless antinomian Christianity. Christ's yoke gives us rest of eternal salvation. Point number two, sir. 1 John 5:4. This is originally point number five. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Faith in Jesus Christ is the victory. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. I said we are elect in eternity, regenerate in time. We overcome the world ruled by the devil. We resist the devil in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus defeated the devil by his obedient life, death, and resurrection. Faith in Jesus is our victory. So, we kill sin by obeying God. The devil flees from us in Jesus' name. And you say that, I believe in Jesus, flee the devil. I kill sin daily and obey Jesus Christ. Submit to God and resist the devil as Jesus did through the Holy Spirit descended on him from heaven. Matthew 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The devil came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, what is the Greek? Gegraptai. It is written in the book. Man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. All scripture is God spoken and is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And he said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written," he quotes the scripture, sir, he knows scripture, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "And this I will give you if you bow down and worship me." He wants us to worship him, sir. Yep. Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. He obeyed his father, disobeyed the devil. Jesus is our model and example. In Jesus' name, we kill sin and obey God. If God is with us by the Holy Spirit, He will lead us to victory. To kill sin and obey God. God's commands are easy, even martyrdom. "Behold, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the ages." Jeremiah 30 verse 11 says, to save you, to help you. You alone can do nothing. But God is with us, in us, by the Spirit. And He gives us power. "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you." He energizes us to say no to the devil and yes to Jesus Christ. Yes. "And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age, to help us. If two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst." Yes, but we don't see him. If we see him by faith, we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. God is eternal and infinite. You don't know what infinite is. You don't know what eternal is. But it is big. And once you see him, we tremble. Holy Spirit dwells in us to guide us, to empower us, to energize us, to live a holy life, an obedient life. So Paul says, "And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. We owe something, not to the devil, It is not to sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to sinful nature, you will die eternal death. But if by the Spirit you put to death, kill sin daily, the misdeeds of the body, you will live, because those who are being led by the Spirit, they are the sons and daughters of God. So, 10 things. For loved will be glorified. We are for loved. We are predestined in eternity. We are called, effectually regenerated. We repented. We believed. We are justified. We are adopted, being sanctified in time. And we are going to be glorified in eternity future. Jesus overcame the world for us. Every regenerate believer in Christ overcomes the world in Jesus Christ. Born of God enjoys victory over the devil and the world. And the final point, we know for certain, 1 John 5:18, we know for certain that everyone born of God does not sin, that is, does not sin continually. But the one born of God, that is Jesus, keeps him safe. And the evil one cannot touch him, cannot harm him. Eternal security, sir. So, we are elect in eternity. We are regenerate, born of God in time. Such people know for certain, beyond a shadow of doubt, regenerate will not continue to sin. They may sin, but they will repent and prove their repentance by obedience. Jesus is our Savior, and He will keep us from falling away. He is born of God. Jesus is born of God. John Murray said, Holy Spirit begat Jesus and Mary conceived. So the devil cannot harm us. So we pray the Lord's Prayer, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come they may have life and have it to the full. Yeah, Jesus came to give life to the dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins, dead toward God. He came, He gave us life and fullness of life, and we love God, and we obey God. John 10:28-29, listen, I give them eternal life. They shall never, never, never perish. Eternal security, sir. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. God protects us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit protects us every moment of our life. We enjoy eternal security, sir. John 17, and we read, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed eternally to destruction, so the scripture will be fulfilled. Judas hanged himself, threw away money and hanged himself. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. Protect, protect, protect. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, protect us. Nobody can snatch us out of Christ's hand, out of Father's hand. What about Jesus? He obeyed the Father continually, never disobeyed. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9, although he was eternal Son, Pastor's translation, he learned obedience from what he suffered. You don't like suffering? He is testing us whether you obey God through sufferings. My Father went to persecute evangelicals. In the process, he was saved. Hallelujah. We were very rich, and God brought us suffering through which we obeyed God. Although he was eternal Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation. Now listen, for all who obey him. If you are not obedient, you are not regenerate, you are not elect. You are a child of the devil. 1 John 2, 13 and 14, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Young men, powerful, not in yourself, but in God. You can overcome the evil one, kill sin, and obey God. I write you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write you, young men, because you are strong in the faith, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. We expect young people to overcome the evil one. Not sinning, sir. Overcome the evil one by the Spirit. Born of God is eternally secure. The Good Shepherd keeps us safe. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit protect us. And so John 3:16 says, listen, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We are secure forever. We shall never fall. The elect shall be glorified. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the devil. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. Many in this world enter through it. Almost 61 million people are aborted in this country, sir. Killed in the womb, killed, a wicked country, sir. But small is the gate and the narrow the road that leads to life, eternal life, and only a few find it. Many to destruction, to hell, a few to eternal life, to heaven. Sir, we belong to the few. We are eternally secure. We are saved and saved forever. Heavenly Father, help us to rejoice in this truth. We are saved forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.